Greetings, friends. Welcome to this week's episode of Bart Sabrell's Box Escape, brought to you by Sabrell.com. So, we talked about what to expect next, economic collapse, and I really do think that is going to happen likely by the end of the year. And then that will encourage people to accept a digital currency next year, 2024, in the United States of America. That's one thing to brace for, keep an eye out for. Not saying it's going to happen, but that is my guess. Now, after that, to get ready for the big 2025 year of the Deagle Report, where they show population declines greatly in every country that got the mRNA injection, Asia and Latin America got the non-mRNA injection, and the same report shows their populations going up. I believe that after economic collapse will likely come another pandemic, dare I say a real pandemic. And let's look at some evidence that indicates that that may very well happen. All right, right now we've got over 2 million excess deaths being recorded globally since the rollout of the COVID-19 injections. Okay, let's take a look at this. This is from Great Britain, and they tend to be a tiny bit more honest about statistics than the United States. We have the not vaccinated in green and the vaccinated in red. These are cases of hospitalizations and deaths, okay? Remember, the green is the not vaccinated and the red is the vaccinated. So it looks like you're at 3 to 4 times greater risk, 4 times greater risk of dying if you've had the shot, and 3 times greater risk of being hospitalized. So they're doing the opposite of what they claim to do. They're supposed to protect your health, and they are endangering your health to a great, great degree. I'm bringing this up because the next, quote, pandemic could very well be the reaction to these shots. Dolores Cahill, a highly respected virologist internationally, said the shots are not good for you, and they're going to start causing lots of deaths within 3 to 5 years after they were taken. So if they gave everyone these shots and then people started immediately dropping dead, then that would be too much of a giveaway, right? So they're a time-delayed fuse. And then they can claim there's another boogeyman virus going around. Or maybe they'll release something. Or maybe this is the pandemic itself, or maybe it's lowering people's immunity, and then they'll start getting anything and everything under the sun that they normally wouldn't even get sick from will now cause their death. Something like this is coming. So we have to prepare for it, and already we can see the effects of people getting the shot. Now, she said that the deaths are going to likely to occur between 3 and 5 years after people take them. Most people took them in 2021. The average of 3 to 5 years is 4 years. You add 4 to 2021, that's the year 2025, the year of the Deagle Report that shows all the great population declines in the world, equal to the percentage of the population that got the mRNA injection, specifically the United States and Western Europe, the countries that have an average labor force at $35 an hour and demand gun rights, freedom rights, speech rights, whereas the Asian and Latin American countries got the non-mRNA injection. Their average wage is $1 an hour. And they are very submissive, do what you're told cultures. You see why they're targeting certain groups to be terminated and other groups to survive as the laborers? Because they're cheaper and more cooperative. Take a look at this. France is slammed for excessive force for protests. Well, they're starting to beat you back if you protest the government. In this case, they're protesting that they're now keep raising the age to where you can get your retirement money. I mean, if they're starting to basically beat their own people, right? This is another sign that things are not looking good for the future. Now, I know I have my End Times Church, which is Tier 2, which maybe you can consider joining for a month to try it out. And, of course, we focus pretty much entirely on biblical spiritual things. Nevertheless, you know, in my traditional World News Report, Conspiracy Corner News, and Box Escape, I point out that when the secular people are saying one thing, the Bible is saying one thing, and when they end up being the same thing, they're likely to be true. This is the book of Joel. This is talking about the last days. This was quoted in the New Testament in the book of Acts, chapter 2, about the last days. So referring to the last days, it says, "And it shall come to pass afterward," this is God speaking, "that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days." So what it's saying is that believers, it says, remember, your sons, the sons of Israel, the faithful, the believers, will start having visions and dreams prophetically. I had several recently, and they basically point to the last days and to get ready for troubled times. I say that to share this following video. Now, the Bible says you can judge a tree by its fruit. And because I've read the Bible so many times, I can kind of tell by the way a person speaks, what they say and how they say it, a pretty good guess whether they're a true believer or a fake believer. To the best of my ability, watching this guy who's no longer alive, he seems to be sincere. This is a vision that God gave him.
The Lord told me that there would be a pandemic that came, but the first one would prove to be little but feared, but the second one that comes would be serious.
Isn't that interesting? Two pandemics. The first one would be little but fear, meaning not amount to anything except fear. Hello, COVID. But the next one would be very serious. Now, I'm showing you this clip from A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Moon. This is the press conference of Neil Armstrong at, you know, the victory celebration, the winning locker room of the Super Bowl. And he looks like he's at his mother's funeral. Okay, look at him. Does this look like a guy who's victorious walking on the moon or someone who's lying through his teeth and hates doing it? Crystal clear the answer to that question, isn't it? So I bring that up. Look at the face of Bill Gates as he says the following.
So we, you know, we'll have to prepare for the next one. That, I'd say is... We'll get attention this time.
You see that? Look at his face. In fact, let's just make that full screen and look at the smirk on his face.
Taiwan, Finland, Australia, you know, they took their experiments and actually prepared, and so they moved a lot faster. So we'll have to prepare for the next one. We'll get attention this time.
Okay, so most pandemics happen, you know, every 100 to 200 years, and yet somehow this guy is aware of another one that obviously is coming in his lifetime, because he says this next one with the smirk on his face, look at his little smirk there, and her smirk too, the Cheshire Cat, the cat that swallowed the canary, they know something you don't know, just like Neil Armstrong right here. Look at that. You can tell by their expression what's really going on. You can't hide it. He's lying. He hates it. He knows something we don't know. The next pandemic will get people's attention. Remember, he said the first one is mostly fear, but the second one will be very serious. And now we have them warning us about the second one from the guy who made $20 off of every $1 investment on shots. I mean, the guy writes a check for $150 million, gives it to the WHO, right, which is a private organization. That's why Bill Gates is funding them and not the government, right? And the very next day, they declare a pandemic, and then the guy makes money off the shots. Makes, you know, $200 billion off of a $20 billion investment or something like that. I mean, just a huge amount of money, Unbelievable. And then he wants a global fire department. Through who? The WHO. They are trying to pass legislation. They are trying to get every country in the world, Bill Gates's WHO, to basically, if there's another pandemic, to allow them to rule the world. Will you please sign here? And because all the politicians of virtually every country in the world are bought and paid for, they are signing it. So, when we have martial law, they'll say it's completely legal. We have the signature of the president of every country in the world. It's all a plan. One world government, one currency, submit, submit, become slaves. And then, of course, they're trying to limit the number of slaves that they have because they're kind of difficult to deal with, aren't we, sometimes? The Bible also says, out of the overflowing of the heart, the mouth cannot help but speak. So here is our friend Bill Gates, whose parents founded Planned Parenthood to lower the population of certain ethnic groups they didn't like and thought were inferior. And he's going to go through a list of things that he thinks will help achieve his goal of lowering the population by 94%.
First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
What was the number one?
We could lower that by perhaps 10. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
When he says reproductive health services, we know what he's really talking about there. But what's the number one tool that he listed to lower the population? Vaccines. Now, vaccines are going to save the lives of hundreds of millions of people who would then have children, who would then have children. That would raise the population, wouldn't it? How could a vaccine lower the population? Isn't that interesting? COVID jabs, spike proteins invade all major organs and accelerate aging. They kill you. How about that? Scientific data shows it. Scientific data also shows actually 1 in 73 people who are vaccinated wound up dead by 2022. Woo! That's a lot of people. And I know of four of them. I know of no one who died of COVID and four people who died of the shot exactly 90 days after they got it. And interestingly, according to the VAERS reporting system, they don't count a death after the 14th day. So you get a shot and you die 15 days later, they don't count it as a vaccine death, right? In fact, let's look at that while we're talking about it. Here's the VAERS data. This is a year old. And at the time it was reported, there were acknowledged by the federal government 30,796 deaths attributed to the COVID injection. Now, 25 years ago, they came out with the swine flu vaccine. Three people died. They took it off the market. Three people died. They took it off the market. They admit 30,000 people have died, and they're still saying more pregnant women and children need to get it. Now, if you read the fine print down at the very bottom of their website, it says only 1% of deaths are reported. So you add a zero and add a zero, that's 3 million deaths, right? And about how many people got it? About 200 million, and they said 1 in 73 died. That's it, exactly. That's the number. Works out perfectly. How about that? So this is what's going on, and this may very well be the next pandemic. UK health system director admits it was all a lie. Hospitals blame deaths on COVID to create the illusion of the pandemic. Well, here's a guy who used to be the vice president for Pfizer, pro-vaccine, virologist, biologist, scientist, knows how Pfizer works. Here's what he has to say.
Everything our governments and their scientific advisors have told us for a year and a half are all lies. All lies. They're not.
Okay, everything they've been telling us is a lie. And he goes into great detail. The pandemic is a lie. It's not. The shots are good for you. It's a lie. Also, everything he says is a lie. Hello? Does anybody notice that? I mean, this is an amazing historic event. you don't understand Hitler and Pak in Cambodia and Stalin. All those people killed 50 million people less than 100 years ago. Genocidal maniacs have always run the world, and they're running it now, and they're just doing it a different way. Enzyme that will make Bill Gates' vaccine microchip implant work. You know what he decided to name it? Luciferase. Lucifer. He named it after Lucifer, literally. Now, these are the people who run the world, called the World Economic Forum. They're billionaires and trillionaires. They can, I think they can afford to have a logo any way that they want. So you can see there's an O there, an O there, an O there. And for some strange reason, there's this, you know, half circle going through tilted. And there's a six. There's a six. And there's a six. What did Bill Gates name his, next vaccine? The Lucifer vaccine. What is the people who runs the world logo? 666. These people worship Lucifer, right? Look at this. This is a world patent for using your body as your currency, right? Either a chip implant or your eye, your retina, fingerprint, who knows? And look at the number here of the world patent. It's in the year 2020-06-06-06. You cannot make this stuff up. House COVID bill, 6666, for COVID testing, researching, and contact tracing, marking everybody. Mark of the beast. How about that? What did God say? Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. And then what does the devil say? The devil, called the thief here, does not come except to steal and kill and destroy. God says to be fruitful and multiply. The Luciferian people say, get rid of mankind. We only want 6% left. They're bothering us. They're inferior. Let's get rid of them. And they're succeeding. More studies show that the mRNA jab have the highest risk of getting COVID, not the lowest. Now, look at this one. This is a news. I mean, I've read the Bible many times, and yet I just saw this as if it were for the first time. Hebrews, inasmuch then as the children have partaken of the flesh and blood, chapter 2 of Hebrews, verse 14, he himself likewise, the Messiah, Jesus, shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. Death came through Adam because he sinned. That's why Jesus had to live a sinless life, so that he could give us life. You see? Now, this is very interesting. Let's take a look at this. That he, Jesus, might destroy him, the devil, who had power over death, the devil, and release those who through fear of death, right? Through fear of death, were all their life subject to bondage. That means the world is in bondage, slavery. People are slaves. And what is their cage? Their fear of death. Get the shot or you'll die. They get the shot and they're tricked and they die from the shot. They are slaves. They are obedient. They're suffocating themselves, taking away 20% of their oxygen to every organ in their body. Would you wake up every morning, drain out 20% of your blood, the next morning do the same thing? People are walking around for years taking 20% of the oxygen away from their brain, their heart, their liver, every organ in their body, including their blood. Right? Oxygen is in the blood, right? Because of their fear of death, and it's causing their death. That's the way God works it out. He says anything without faith is sin. Fear, believe it or not, is a sin. If you're believing God, you don't afraid. You're not afraid of death, right? So the devil holds people in slavery. The United States, Europe, the governments are holding people in slavery because of their fear of death. Get the shot or you'll die. The whole thing is fear, right? Fear of death puts you in slavery. How about that? This is really interesting. A new study shows that medications to fight a cold prolong your cold. Another study, FDA drugs for the cure of arthritis make arthritis worse. for the cure of Alzheimer's disease makes Alzheimer's disease worse. Look at that. Very interesting little scripture here in the book of Revelations about the last days, talking about the lost world in the last days. The light of the lamp shall shine in you no more, and the voice of the bridegroom and bride shall not be heard in you anymore, meaning there won't be anyone around. There won't be any people. There will be a massive die-off of humanity in the last days. And then it tells you why. First, for the sin, for your merchants were the great men of the earth, and by your, the people who run the world, sorcery, all the nations were deceived. For by your sorcery, all the nations were deceived. Well, sorcery. This was written in Greek. Actually, the New Testament was written in Aramaic, translated into Greek, except for Revelation, which was written originally in Greek. So, by your sorcery, in the last days, the world was deceived and it caused a huge population die-off. Well, what does sorcery mean? Look at this. The Greek word for sorcery is pharmakia. Pharmacy. Pharmakia. Right? For by your pharmacies were all the world deceived. 70% of Americans are taking medicine. Arthritis medicine makes arthritis worse. Cold medicines makes cold worse. Alzheimer's disease makes Alzheimer's worse. COVID injections makes COVID worse. They are deceived. There's massive die-offs because of pharmacology. It says right there in the Bible about the last days. How about that? So maybe you want to give End Times Church a try. Go to Tier 2. We talk about this stuff in greater detail. Thanks to COVID jabs, billions of people now have broken immune systems. This is the cleverness about the shot. They lower people's immunity. So if it does that, then it won't appear like you're dying from the shot. You'll be dying from cancer. You'll be dying from this disease and that disease and the flu and food poisoning that normally would just give you diarrhea. Everyone will be dying of all these illnesses because their immune system has been destroyed. That's the cleverest thing about the shots, to hide the fact that the shots are causing massive deaths. Pharma sellouts. Not only are the drugs the government is approving making your health conditions worse for the things they claim will make it better, now they're attacking supplements. They want to take natural supplements off the market for health concerns. Echinacea and turmeric and garlic. You know, they might be bad for you. I mean, it's unbelievable. This is the world that we live in. They're promoting pharmaceutical drugs that kill you and make your condition worse, and the ones that will cure you, they're passing legislation to make illegal. That's our world. Welcome to it. Now or never, Japanese, a prime minister, and these are pretty intelligent people with numbers and computers, their population is collapsing. They said, we're not going to have people left if this continues. What's going on? We won't exist as a nation anymore. Okay, we have this person, athlete, looks pretty healthy to me, dying at the age of 18. It says no explanation was given for her passing. Well, let's just take a look at this here. Okay, here's a newscaster. In fact, we'll just make this full screen. And she, of course, had her shot. And something happens. They just lights out. Lights out. You see that? Isn't that interesting? It's all happening. Lights out. Brain clot. Lights out. That's him with the shot. Lights out. And athletes first because they're running back and forth on the court. Referee running back and forth on the court. Soccer player. Lights out. It's the exact same death over and over and over again. Lights out. Spasms, you see? From athletes. They're dying first because most people sit at the computer all day and don't exert themselves. Athletes do. All these people are dying first. You see, this is what's going on. This is very dangerous. And these are the people Klaus Schwab, right, declares unvaccinated people a threat to humanity. Now, I don't have to take an aspirin to make your aspirin work better, do I? Look at the guy. If vaccines work, then good for you. Whatever happened to my body, my choice, right? You can use that to get rid of another human being, but you can't use that to not take medicine for an illness you don't even have. Out of scare tactics. If vaccines work, then the unvaccinated would not be a risk to the vaccinated, would they? Right? I don't have to take an aspirin to make your aspirin work better. I don't have to wear a mask to make your mask work better. I don't have to take a shot to make your medicine work better. That's an individual decision, isn't it? And breaking news, another study, these injections are causing heart inflammation in young people in particular. Look at this. Oh, I guess I lost that link somehow. Maybe it's under here. There it is. The FAA has very quietly admitted that the EKGs that they have to pass every year are suddenly abnormal. In fact, they have lowered their standard. First, you can only have one, you know, a regular sign per, 300 heartbeats. Now they're throwing that standard away because no one can pass the heart exam anymore because they're all vaccinated. What a coincidence, right? And look at this, the people that run the world, someone found out, they only hire unvaccinated pilots. They don't want them falling over like all those athletes did while they're flying their plane. They'll die. So the people are making everybody get their shots, make sure their pilots have not had their shots because they don't want them dying while they're flying them to their meetings in their private jets. Established fact. No one's contradicting this. Southwest Airlines pilots have 6 times the normal rate, are dying at 6 times, 600% above normal. 600%. 600% more pilots are dropping dead if they've had the shot. What a coincidence. Life insurance companies, many life insurance companies are reporting this. Excess deaths right now, apparently, are over 100,000 per month. Above normal. You would think this would be a news story. Of course, they suppress it. The German government admits COVID vaccines are causing people to develop AIDS-like symptoms. What did the previous article say? It lowers your immunity. You see that? This is what is going on. This is what to prepare for next. Bill Gates is warning us the next one will get your attention. Maybe they'll release something, or maybe with everybody's immunity down, the normal flu season will just start killing 1 out of 4 people who gets it. Or the shots themselves will start taking out people who got them. One by one, and they'll blame it on a pandemic. They'll blame it on a boogie virus. They'll even promote more shots because, in fact, the shots are what are killing people. Is our own government trying to starve us? A whistleblower reveals that the U.S. government is behind attacks on America's food infrastructure. Over the last 12 months, over 125 food processing factories have burned to the ground. Not a single one reported in the evening news. How could that be? That just is not possible. It's never happened in the history of the industrial world where one particular type of business had 125 cases of fire in a single year. Imagine every factory that made, let's say, teddy bears. 125 teddy bear factories burned to the ground in the United States of America this year. What a coincidence. Well, 125 factories that produce food burned to the ground. Henry Kissinger said, whoever controls the food controls the people. They're getting ready to control everybody. They're taking infrastructure down intentionally. They're crushing the economy intentionally, just like they're intentionally injuring people through these shots. I've told you before, maybe there's some cosmic event, comic asteroid, and they figure everyone's walking dead anyway. Let us kind of do a pre-burn like a firefighter, take these people out now to better prepare for it. So they're destroying food processing plants. A whistleblower says the U.S. government is doing it. It's very easy to do with a direct energy weapon from a satellite. You zap a building, it catches on fire. End of story. And finally, coming soon, GMO vaccines contained in our food supply. So this is what they're planning on. This is all of their little tricks they have up their sleeve. Oh, there is more, actually. I have so much, it's kind of hidden here in the works here. So we actually have more. Not only are they going to put vaccines in the food supply, they also want to put them in mosquitoes, literally. And guess who's behind it? Bill Gates, of course. Bill Gates says, I hate those people who won't take the vaccine. Why don't we put the vaccine ingredients in mosquitoes and release a bunch of mosquitoes, and they won't have any choice. We'll get that shot in them one way or another. We'll put it in their food, or we'll put it in mosquitoes. He's literally working on this. Mad scientist Bill Gates. Data shows globalists are succeeding with the depopulation plan. Venom peptides produced from COVID injections prevent embryos from attaching to the uterus. Remember phase one of the shot? Congratulations. If you're elderly, obese, handicapped, diabetic, you get the shot first. Hitler's useless eaters list, the people he wanted to get rid of first, the elderly, the obese, the diabetic, the handicapped. What a coincidence. Who did they say needs to get the shot second? Pregnant women. One report from Great Britain shows 85% of pregnant women who got the injection had miscarriages. It says so right here, it's happening. It causes the embryos to detach from the uterus. They don't want elderly people, diabetic people. They're dependent. Got to get rid of them first. Got to get rid of babies. They're super dependent too. See that? Russian physician, or here's a physician, sorry, in America, fired for reporting adverse COVID reactions to VARS. They fired her for reporting the injuries from the COVID shot. I mean, it's unbelievable this is going on. MIT professor says to stop all mRNA injections immediately. Word is getting out. The governments spied on high-profile journalists, politicians that were critical of COVID policy. We know I was spied on for investigating the moon landing fraud, and now journalists are being spied on for reporting the truth about the COVID injections and the pandemic. Funeral director knows what you don't know. In 78 years, he says he has never had a 15-year-old who died from a heart attack. Now they've had one a week for 3 weeks straight. How about that? Unbelievable. Killing our young people. Even CNN admits there's a rise in cancer rates among the youth. Everyone has free radical cancer cells in their body, but they don't rise to the sick or lethal level because of our good immunity system. Get rid of your immunity system, and suddenly those things in your body that were toxic, now they kill you. You see, that's why young people are starting to get cancer, and all the athletes are dropping dead. Government report finds that fluoride lowers the IQ. Believe it or not, the Nazis gave fluoridated water to people in internment camps to keep them calm and unrebellious so they would accept their confinement. And they've been putting it in every water supply in America since the 1950s, but not in Europe, interestingly. They don't allow GMOs or fluoride water in Europe. How about that? What's wrong there? I thought the United States government was better. Right? I think I talked about this before. There's 17 food ingredients that if you put them in food in Europe or Asia, you'll go to jail for 15 years, but they're stamped with FDA approval in the United States of America. They really want to take Americans down. New World Order simply means someone else is going to be number one, which means you have to take the U.S. down. Clot shot in Brazil. All basic income people, meaning Social Security, disabled. If you're getting a check from the government, now you have to show proof of your shot or you won't get your money. That's blackmail, isn't it? That's coercion. That's illegal, but the governments are breaking international law all the time. You can't tell somebody to take a medicine against their will. Now, if I'm a farmer and I have a cow, the cow doesn't have a choice whether I give it an antibacterial shot to allegedly produce more milk. It doesn't have a choice. Why? Because it's a piece of property. If a person doesn't have a choice of what medicine they take for their own health, then they're a slave, which is supposed to be illegal, right? British politicians want police to add unvaccinated people to terrorism watch lists. That's what Klaus Schwab said, right? So we have all these things happening. We have all these food processing plants burning up. And look what the Bible says about that. He opened the third seal. And I heard the third living creature say, "Come and see." So I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarii, and three quarts of barley for a denarii." And basically, you're talking about a loaf of bread for a denarii. A denarii is a day's wage. In America, at minimum wage, that is about $100. So what they're saying, one of the prophecies of the last days is, a loaf of bread, because of scarcity, all the food processing plants burning to the ground, right? And if people start dying off, you're not going to have people to work in the food processing plants or on the farms, you see? And then a loaf of bread will cost $100. How about that? I'm sorry to be the bearer of such bad news, but if you have cancer, it's good to know, isn't it? And if the world is deceiving you, it's good to know. And if they are going to pull some schemes in the future, it's good to get ready for them. So, this has been Bart Sobrell's Box Escape. If you haven't tried out Tier 2, End Times Church, where we talk about more world-ending events from a biblical point of view, feel free to join. And then I also have group chat at Tier 3. You join me in a once-a-month chat with a bunch of people live. You can ask me any question you want. And for Tier 4, you get a personal half an hour with me, live video chat. Just me and you talking for $50 once a month. And for $100, you can talk to me for an hour once a month about anything you want to share. All these are in your subscription choices. Thank you for subscribing at this level. It does help. I appreciate being compensated for the work that I do. Thank you so much for your support, and God willing, I will see you next week. Be safe and be blessed.